Is glorious. Today is the 20th day of the third month. For the first quarter is almost ending by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And therefore,
Amen.
I want to encourage all of you to know that Jesus Christ is up to something. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I will say
Amen.
it again just
Amen.
in case those of you who didn't hear me, because I was not shouting or screaming. I said that Jesus Christ is up to something. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. I will say it again, just in case somebody wants to know and have a sense of courage and encouragement. I said, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is up to something.
Amen.
And therefore, we, his children, we will not be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
That we will not be afraid. The Bible says that the last thing that needs to be conquered or that will be conquered is death. Hallelujah. Death shall be
Amen.
conquered, the last thing. And so he says something strategically from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. Says, so we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, yes, not by sight, yes. We are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. Which means that whether I am here or not here, wherever I am, I'm in a better place. Amen. I was a few days ago, or last week, a few days ago, not long ago, maybe 3 or 4 days ago. One of the young ladies that came to visit me in Ghana at Mama Janice's residence passed away.
No.
Yes. Yes, last Friday. Yes, just this last Friday. Yeah, passed away. And I was dealing with some of the friends that were close to her. EGL is one of those very, very close to her. She came with her to the place. She came with her, and that was where I saw her. And she passed away on Friday. And I was thinking about it, and I was praying. Young lady, very, very young lady, her heart was sold for the kingdom. One of the last few times that we went to do evangelism in someone prisons with the books, the last time she was with them, she went with them. Most of the programs and the projects that we do, she's involved, but very quiet behind. Very, very powerful. And her heart was sold for the kingdom. And everything that she wants to do was to do it for the kingdom. But on Friday, I got the news that she had passed. And I was just checking, I was praying the spirit, but all of a sudden, I felt a sense of joy. Yeah. I sense a sense of joy, great joy in my heart, And so I sent a text to all of them that were close. I said, please allow her to go. Allow her to go because she is in a better place than we are. Hallelujah. She's in a better place than we are. Because if there was something wrong, then the Lord would, my soul would be in the place of thinking, oh, how, and all that kind of stuff. So I asked one of them, I asked Dr. Pell, that, so what was the cause of the death? And the doctor says, stress.
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 Oh.
How could
Oh.
stress take away a life?
Stress.
But whatever the Bible says concerning us is that. So we are always of a good courage. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26 says that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. Hallelujah. I will say something strategically so that all of you will know something about death. Amen.
I mean,
Yeah. Death was not created by Satan. To seize death was created by God. Monte Crato Sava. Death was created by God. The Lord said in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 with chapter 3, with all the preambles of the creations and everything and all that, when he finished, he set up a system in the garden to guard a man's integrity about the instructions that he's been given. So he said to him that, you can eat of everything in the garden here. Whatever is here that you can find, you can lay your hands on it and just enjoy. But one thing that you don't have to do is to touch the tree of life and good, or life and death. So the day you will eat of it, you will die. The Bible used the word, surely you will die. So death has no power except the ones that we give to it. Hallelujah. Or death can't operate in an environment where man's obedience is complete. Death have no strength or potency except that man decides to give him or give it the energy to do so. And as we know, whatever the Lord does, the enemy also do a counterfeit of it. So if we look at it carefully, wherever we can see the manifestation of the Spirit of God at work strongly, the enemy also creates a system that looks like what the Lord has established so that it can deceive people. And one of the weapons that the enemy has tried to create or fabricate it to mirror what God has done is to mirror the actions or the activities of death against the children of God who are negligent or who does not keep themselves well or are not in alignment with the will of God, or there is a gap. There is a gap within their walking. So the enemy gains chance to infiltrate, to cut their spirit from their soul, and then manages their soul to sweeping the soul away from the house, which is the body. And then the flesh ceases to exist. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 6 and to 8, which I read earlier on, says, so we are of good courage, and we know that whilst we are at home in this body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Why? Yes, because we carry the courage in us, we would rather be away from this physical body and be with the Lord. Because wherever I am, because I'm a spirit by the grace of God, if I get out of this body now, I'm going with the Father. But so long as I'm here, the Lord has given me this suit to sustain me, to be able to exhibit his responsibilities and his duties. But when the enemy thinks that he wants to get rid of me and there is no chance in me, he will do and he will move heaven and earth. He will do everything, but he can't get me because the power of death has got no strength except the one that I give it. Hallelujah. And so the Bible gave us a scripture for us to be able to utilize. It said, I shall not die, but live to declare the words of the Lord. Is a declaration to speak to the elements of nature and demonic perspective to let them know that you are the one that chooses to say you are dying or you are not dying. Do you understand the principle?
Yes.
I'm talking of deep stuff at the moment, so I hope that the Spirit of God will give us divine understanding to know where we stand as children of God. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whoever loves its fruit will eat it thereof. So whatever we project or speak of is what we expect to see in our life. So what the enemy can do is to consistently knock on our doors with death, or with the actions of death, with the activities of death. So you see the actions and the activities of death in your dreams sometimes, because physically, when he speaks, you will not hear or you will not see it. But in the sleep, when your soul is at rest and your spirit is also calm, that's the moment he interjects to reveal to you that he is here. But when you wake up, the spirit of courage must be in you to determine what you want to give to the dreams that you saw or you had than what the enemy is saying. So you rather begins to speak of something. Hallelujah. I remember when this young man called Lazarus, when he passed away in John chapter 11 thereabout, with the sisters and everybody in the house were so dejected. The Bible never talked about the father, the mother, but the two sisters, Mary and Martha, who used to seek the attention of Jesus and used to take care of Jesus Christ. Now these two sisters called the attention of Lazarus. He was a friend, because the scripture spoke about it, that your friend Lazarus is dead, or is sick initially. He says sick, so come and heal him. But Jesus wouldn't go, stayed a couple of days, and then the brother dies. And then they bury the brother. And when he came in, he now came in with the power of life to prove to them that the strength or the potency of death lies in the mouth of those who believes it. So if I want to give death the life to die, or the life to exist, then death will exist in my life. But if I refuse death, then there is no place of death that must work in me if I refuse death. I'll use again. If I refuse death. So he proved to the disciples, and then when they got back to the place of the situation, Jesus Christ said to them that, why are you all crying? What's going on in here? And then Martha came and said, Lord, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. You know, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. And Jesus said to her, "Say, I am the resurrection and the life." I pray that God will help me to be able to explain to you. We are dealing with the power of untimely death. That when the death that we are looking for or we are talking about is knocking on our door, and that is not the time for the thing to go, for the person to go, then we have the right to change the dynamics of the story. So Jesus says to her in John chapter 11 verse 25 or so thereabout, then Jesus says to her, say, I am the resurrection and the life. So which means that if one passes away, he can come back to life.
Amen.
And when he comes back to life, he, the life giver, can give the person back to life, back life. I don't know if I'm making sense of what I'm saying. So whoever, he continued by saying that whoever believes in me, though he die, though the person dies, hold shoulder, yet shall he live again. Why? Because I am the resurrection and the life. So the life we are Amen. Looking for in the dead Amen. Body, Jesus says that he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Jesus is the life, then I can Amen. Invoke the life, or I can allow the death. So it all centers on the fact that I have a relationship with Jesus Christ and understand the premises of my power and the potency which I can derive from him, because he's the one that can bring the dead back to life, because he is the life. Hallelujah. And so he continued in saying verse 25 and 26 says that even though someone dies, so long as he believes in him, Jesus Christ, the person can live again.
Amen.
And so the power and the ability to produce life is in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
So that he that wants life can only derive life from Jesus Christ, but not from anything else. And this is what helps others to be able to raise the dead back to life, because they understand that life is not in me and it's not in my potency, but it is in Christ that dwells in me. So it is in him that I project life into the dead situation. So I speak life. Hallelujah. Come on, say so. Say, I speak life.
Amen. I speak life.
Come on, tell somebody that I speak life. If the devil is knocking on your door with death, I reject the spirit of death at my door.
Amen.
I command that let the spirit of life in Christ Jesus take center stage in my house, in my home, in my body, in my environment, wherever it is that I live.
Amen.
I want to see life. Hallelujah. Because Jesus Christ rules here. Hallelujah. Jesus
Amen.
Is ruling your children. I'll say it again. I said, Jesus Christ is ruling your home. He is ruling
Amen.
Your
Amen. Amen.
And therefore, death has no place in you.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I prophesy strategically over everyone that is connected with us today, that may the Lord awaken your life in you in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And begin to speak for life and seek for life and demand
Amen.
Life in every
Amen.
Dead situation in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 The devil
Amen.
Continually knocks on our door with the request. It's only a request, you know. They can't take it out from you. It's a request. So they come with fear. They come with all kinds of shaking. They come with all kinds of forceful activities. They're trying to force you to believe what is not true. Because if Christ, who is the life giver, lives in you, it speaks clearly that you are carrying life. So you are supposed to live. But if that life is not working out for you and he wants you to confess death, then he begins to interject death over the space of life. And that is why the Bible says that the power of death are in the death and life are in the power of the tongue, which means that which way we choose to allow what we want to allow, that is what we will see in this reality.
Yes.
And so
yes.
Jesus says something in Matthew chapter 10. He said, do not fear those who will kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.
Yes.
I love that. Yeah. The best you can do is to just finish this flesh off, you know? Yes. But my soul, you can't touch it. Yeah.
Amen.
You can't touch my soul. You can't touch the souls of my children. No, God forbid that you touch the souls of my loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak prophetically with the anger of the Spirit of God, declaring that you can't touch the souls of this assembly. You
Amen.
We don't need you and we don't want you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that none shall die. Opo shaprande kaba. We intertwine every place of death with life. And we speak prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ that anyone who has even chosen and desire that they want to go, no, we change their story in the name of Jesus Christ. We say that they are not going, their time is not up yet. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare and decree that may they choose life, and we speak life into their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Into
Amen.
Our children, our
Amen.
Grandchildren, our loved
Amen.
Ones, in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
You death, you
Amen.
Have no voice in our homes. You
Amen.
Death, you have no voice in our gatherings. You death,
Amen.
You have no voice in our bodies. We declare
Amen.
In the name of Jesus that Christ lives in me, and Christ
yes.
in me
Amen.
Is the hope of glory. And so I walk in glory
Amen.
And I walk in power. I walk in the anointing
Amen.
Of the Lord. I walk in life because he is the
Amen.
Resurrection and life. And the Bible
Amen.
Says that whoever believes in him, though he dies, yet he shall live. And therefore, I live in the name of Jesus Christ. I
Amen.
Say that you live in the mighty yes. name of Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus,
I say that everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die, which means that there is no place of death in us.
Amen.
No appointment of death anyway. And so you spirit of untimely death that is knocking on people's doors from here and there, and knocking on people's families from here and there, catching up people on our ways and trying to interject in their life, we stand by the voice of the living and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that all your activities come to an end. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life, hallelujah. I say, I speak life, hallelujah. I command life into your body in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says that you shall never die because you believe, hallelujah. Because you believe that Jesus is Lord, you shall never die. I will not die, but I will live and declare the works of the Lord. I say, I will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hey, Mahatabuka. I pray this as a blessing for your family. That the spirit of untimely death, let it pack its tools and leave your home alone. In the mighty name of Jesus. You spirit of untimely death, wherever you have come from, and whatever doors you are knocking, in the name of Jesus Christ, take your stuff and leave now. In Jesus' mighty name. We don't need you and we don't want you. Because the word of the Lord says that we shall not die. Oh, we shall not die. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Come on, pray with me for a moment. Come on, pray with me. Open your mouth and pray with me for a moment. In the name of Jesus Christ, Azulia Prando Omosunia, Ontolobosunia Prasaba, Antolobosa.
Amen.
Death has got only strength based on what we give it, because Jesus says that we shall not die, and therefore if Jesus says it, I believe him. Hallelujah. How many of you believe him? Amen. How many of you
believe it? Amen. Amen.
If you want to believe Jesus Christ, then whatever he says is true. Yeah.
Amen.
If he says that I shall not die, then it is true. I don't have to argue about it, because he is the resurrection and life. I've just told you from John 11. He is the resurrection and the life.
Amen.
So the life we are talking about, he is the owner. And he says that even though I die, I shall still live. That's what he says. I didn't say this. Go to John 11, 25 and up to 26. You will see what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. So it is not in me to die now. I don't have the time. Hallelujah. How many of you have got the time to die? If you want to die, you can go. But I don't have the time to die now. Because Jesus says so. He says that I don't have to die. He said, everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. So we don't die. The church, the body of Christ, we don't die. Emmanuel Christian Assembly, we don't die.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Has spoken. And that's all that I know. And I don't have to argue with the devil, because he is the word. If the word is saying that this is what it is, why should I go and doubt that? Okay, what grammar did you speak in? What kind of linguistical language were you saying? What is the expressive English language of the word death? And all? I don't have to go into all those kind of gyratory and all. I don't have the time. Listen, so death can only have its potency based on what Proverbs says. That the mouth that speaks of it is what that eats the fruit thereof.
Amen.
So that is the understanding. And I remember some years ago, some men of God wanted to just pull a fast one on us. Say you are, I don't know how to put it so that it doesn't sound a bit awkward. You know, and the man of God, I was ministering somewhere, and then they sent a messenger with a taxi to come and pick me up from the place I was ministering. I was standing on a pulpit, you know, and then they demanded that I should come because the prophet has said that I'm about to die because they are planning my death. And so they want to kill me, and I have to come now for him to put his hands on me. And I said to them, I don't even have money. I was on the pulpit ministry. I was literally holding microphones, standing on the pulpit preaching. And respectable great women and men and my mothers and fathers sitting down and listening to the word of God. And now somebody, a taxi driver, is sitting behind the door where he says, listen, a prophet is saying that they have plot a death for you. Of course. That's the job of Satan. That is his responsibility. If he fails his responsibility, then something is wrong. Then something is wrong. If death, Satan chooses not to demand the death of the children of God, then there's something wrong. I'm telling you, there's something wrong. Yes. And then all of a sudden, now they are demanding, and one, two, they come and write a note, put on the thing. One, two, they say, you should stop and come now. I said, God forbid. I respect the people that I'm ministering to. I've got to finish what I'm doing. And when I finish it, then I'll respond to that. And I said to them that, go tell them that I don't even have money to pick up a taxi and come. And then they called the people and said, he said he hasn't got money to take a taxi. That was the time they sent a taxi to come and pick me up so that they pay for the taxi because the prophets have seen that I was going to die. That is about since 2013. Yeah, since 2013. What year are we in now?
2024.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. 2013. And I said, I'm not coming. Until I finished the service, I was not going anywhere. It is the work of the enemy to find a way to cause me to die out of this body so that the glory of the Father will not be made manifest, to stand with brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to open the eyes of others, to understand the principles of the work of God and the kingdom perspective and all that. It is the work of the enemy to stop all those things. So every single day, the Apostle Paul says that they kill us all day long, and yet we don't die. Why? Because Jesus Christ says that he that believes in him will never die, though he lives.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And so if the enemy comes and knock on your door with the spirit of death in your dreams and all that, tell him that we are not ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me show you by testimony from his eminence, the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. His daughter almost passed away not long ago. And the Lord revealed to him and all that, called some of them and called some doctors and other things and all that. And then he flew back from where he was in Europe, and he flew back, came home. The doctor told him that it was 50-50 chances that the daughter can live because all the organs are shut down inside of her. So there was no chance for her to live, you know. So either they fly her out to some hospital or to a different country for whatever. But when he got there, this was his own testimony. When he got there and he was praying and all that, he didn't deal with death and all that. No, all that he was asking, say, Father, mercy. Show me mercy and have mercy on my daughter. Because the daughter has got kids. He's a grandfather standing in here. And then the son-in-law will be coming to stand there crying and say, Grandpa, and say, Papa, is that so? No. And he was not prepared to bury his children. He said, I'm not ready to bury any of my child. No, that's not the story. So Jesus says that she must live. So she was irresponsive because she was gone. And then he said, he bowed down and spoke to the ears of the daughter and said, My dear, I'm here. Your father, I am here. you are going to be again, you're alive. You say you are going to rise up and you shall be walking. You walk out of this hospital alive. Don't worry, I'm here. And left the scene. And he was praying and doing his prayer. Said, to the glory of God, now she came back to life. But the doctor says that all her brain and other things and faculties of the body shut down. So she has to learn how to walk as a matured mother. But God, who knows how to make his word true, began to work magic. That's the easiest word to use. And if there is any chance of her walking again or being able to even start thinking right, it will take about 6 months thereabout. Hallelujah. Not long ago, she was singing. She was ministering again. Yeah, because the father refused that death, this is not a time for her to die. And she, when she came back to herself, she wrote a note because she couldn't speak. She wrote a note and said that, I'm ready to go. Yeah, yeah. And the archbishop says that, no. He said, daughter, I refuse your permission. I refuse your readiness. I refuse it. He told him straight on, said, I refuse it. I am your dad. I don't have to give you the right to go now. So listen, you don't have any place and anything to deal with death, which means that death is, there is a place that you can negotiate. There is a place of death that you can negotiate. You don't have to be crying and say, oh, you see, I saw a dream that is going to die. Am I going to die? Yeah. Listen, stay strong and wake up and say, listen, I'm not prepared to die now and I'm not ready. Okay, so if you want to come, come when the Lord says that I am ready. And then we can side with the apostle, say that if I live, I live for Christ. And if I die, it is to the advantage of me because I shall be with the master. Hallelujah. So if anyone that is listening to me on this platform or any other platform, and you can be courageous enough, I want to tell you today by the message of God that you shall not die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Shall
not die, because Hebrews chapter 9 verse 29 says that just as it is appointed for man to die once, which means that death is an appointment that one has to sign to. The Bible says that it says it's appointed. So there's a time for death. Yes, there's an appointed time for death. So you can choose to postpone your appointment. True or false?
True.
Huh. If you don't know that you can postpone your appointment, ask Hezekiah. Ask him. He postponed his appointment of death, spoken by God himself, telling him that put your stuff in order, especially your will and the things in the house, put them in order because you are about to die. And he said, Lord, if death, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says that there is an appointment for death, then I choose to postpone my appointment this time. I choose it.
Amen.
Yeah. So Lord, why am I going to go now? No, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. My children, they are not ready. No, they are not ready. No, they are not ready. The members of this assembly, none is ready. How many of you are ready to go? Please, if you are ready to go, let me know. Hallelujah. But I...
No, we're not ready.
No one is ready.
Hallelujah.
Nobody is ready.
There is an appointment for them. Anyone that is knocking on your door, telling you that you should check out of this life, tell them that you are not ready. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, you
Amen.
Are not ready. I'm not ready to die. That is why he spoke that word. He said that we shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. Why? Because the time of death can only be determined by the time that he has given to me as my frame. How many of you remember the time that we're dealing with time and its consequences and everything? Yeah. According to Job chapter 12 or 12:29 or 29:12, I forgot where the scripture is. He said that every single one born on earth here, there is a time that you were born and there's a time that you have to check up. So anything in between is not of God. Any death in between is not of God. It's not.
Amen.
That is what we call the untimely death, which means that they are causing or forcing you to die 20, you are supposed to get 29 years, 33 seconds or 20, and then they want you to die 29 years, 31 seconds. They have cheated you with 2 seconds. It's not right. Yes. 2 seconds, they have cheated you of life. It is not right, and it's not godly. And for that matter, we don't permit death in the name of Jesus Christ. We don't allow death. Anyone that is speaking for our death, any warrant of death that has been spoken because of you, wherever they are projecting that spirit of death should come to you before your time, in the name of Jesus Christ, just as they desire that we should die, we command them to take our place. We command them to take our place. We command them to take our place. We command them to take our place in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak prophetically that anyone that is demanding and speaking that death should come to us, Adomos. Shanda Ekratosa, that death should come take you before your time. I speak prophetically over your life in the name of Jesus Christ, that we reverse death back to the one that sent it. Anyone that sent death into your camp, as projected back to them in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that has taken, let me pray for your children, okay? Our children. Anyone that has spoken over our children, that our children, we should bury our children before their time. We should bury our young before their time. The Bible says that none shall bury their children before their time. It says that you cannot cast your young before their time, according to the book of Exodus. And so I speak prophetically in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Deuteronomy account over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus, that none shall die before their time, and our children will not see death before their time. They will not taste of death before their time. They will not desire death before their time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, they will not respond to the appointment of death before their time. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, it said, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Which means that the time for me to change hasn't happened yet. And so death, you have no right in the name of Jesus. And so anyone demanding that I die before my time, I declare offer you in the name of Jesus, that take my place now. 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 Anyone demanding that you should go before your time, I command them to take your place in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them take your place in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them take your place in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that visit us in dreams, in visions, to show themselves up and by dreams and all that. Listen, before I came here, let me tell you something. Before I came here, I was in prayer a little bit, and all that I was praying was praying with some YouTube prayer group that they've said something on in prayer, and they were praying about death and all that, the warrant of death and everything, and I was praying against all those things. Just about a minute for me to wake up, I saw a brother that we buried, one of my close friends that we buried not long ago, about 3 months ago or 4 months ago. We buried him here, Brother Ernest Jumbo. I saw him well-dressed, then coming into my home and then asking me where he can get the toilet to use. And I looked at him and said, "But Brother Ernest, we buried you not long ago. So why, what are you doing in my house?" And then I woke up and I said, you see, so already the things that we are going to pray about, the devil is knocking on my door to let me know that he's still here. Listen to me, family. Listen, say, my flesh shall not fail me. Hallelujah. Your flesh will not fail you. And this body, God is the strength of our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, according to the word of God, death has got no potency in our life, because the word of the Lord says that Jesus Christ resides in us, and so we shall not die. Hallelujah. We shall not die, but live and declare the purpose of God. And so the enemy always wants the pleasure of death, so that somebody will come out somewhere and begin to cry out. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 32 says that, "For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord. So turn and live." That's what the word of the Lord says. Ezekiel 18. If you don't have the scripture, I'm putting it again. Ezekiel 18 verse 32. He says that, "For I, the Lord, I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declares the Lord. So which means that if we see somebody ceasing to exist,
Amen.
If your time is up, it means that it is your time that has ended. And so you've chickened out. But before you do that, you are not supposed to go out of this body. And therefore, we want to pray now and declare that anyone that wants me dead before my time in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, put them in my place because they desire death. Put them in my place in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and let's pray.
Amen.
Lift up your voice in the name of Jesus Christ. And let's pray that anyone that wants you dead, for whatever reason, you have no idea, for whatever reason, this one, she's always showing off. Let us kill him or kill her so that we see what will happen to her children. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. In no time, because they said it and because they desire it, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, that let their children be crying and be buying caskets very soon in the mighty name of Jesus as they seek for our death. May they be put in there because the word of the Lord says that there is no pleasure in death. For anyone that is in Christ by God, the Lord says that he doesn't want anyone dead. It is not of any pleasure for us to die. So anyone that is seeking me to die in the name of Jesus Christ, take my place. I say, take my place in the name of Jesus Christ, take my place. Come on, speak out with me. Declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Declare it and say that anyone that wants you dead, the word of the Lord says that there is no pleasure in the Lord for anyone to die. It is not in the interest of God for me to die. And so I declare that if God is not interested in it, I'm not interested in it also. So tonight I speak prophetically that let every spirit of death that is knocking on my door backfire, 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 backfire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Backfire, backfire, backfire. Sado Kandoro Broska Brande Ipa Londe Ambroska Bros Samiana Hante Bria Koro Bros Sabrandia Ozantala Branzuniana Shah de Kabo Sabrandia Ahasolo on Zudiakaba. Ropa de Branceno, Mosca de Atoche, Abando Omosuliandana, Hansuria Prasso da Candia, Ratoro Brosabrandiana, Hansuria Tanabrava, Hanso Bacadia Brasia, Avozone Cabrasa, Ajotana Brasidiote, Mantoro Brosabrandia, in the name of Jesus Christ, you dead, take your hands off us, for we are growing in number, we are growing in multitude, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Son of the Living God, Hashonda la Brasilia Boa, Abrantile Bacadia Brasa. The Lord says that He does not delight in anyone's death. That is what He has declared. He said we should turn and live, and we desire to live, and we are living, and we shall live, and live and live again in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so we pray by the bold voice of the Lord. We declare and decree that none shall die before their time. None shall die before their time. He poured out Sabia Pranzonamo, Abantele Cratolo Brosaba, Oshandia Cabarobosi, Rakabadua Kamasandi, in the name of Jesus Christ. In a no shari. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know whether I said it the last time. I don't know whether I said it here, but I think it's still resounding in my mind, at the back of my mind, that I spoke it out as a prophetic word. I saw some of the people on the platform, their children committing suicide. That is why we've been dealing for the past few weeks. We've been dealing with that death issues and everything and praying. And then the Lord began to open me up to see even more than what He showed initially. That's why we are dealing with this stuff. So if you are here, pray with me. I didn't want to say it initially to create any sense of fear in anybody's heart. No. Hallelujah. We want to pray one prayer. We want to pray one prayer. Any altar, any demonic altar that is demanding the blood of our children, that is demanding the blood of our lives, we are praying in the name of Jesus Christ that let it catch fire. Let the Amen. Altar catch fire. Any altar, wherever it is, we send the fire of the Holy Spirit to rest upon it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is the blood of our children. That is demanding our own blood. That is demanding the blood of our loved ones. Demanding the blood of our mothers. Demanding the blood of our fathers. Demanding the blood of our husbands. Demanding the blood of our wives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak prophetically, declaring that none shall die. Let that altar catch fire. Let that altar catch fire. Lift up your voice with me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any altar that is demanding that any of us should die, we should bury our children. Demanding blood from our children. Demanding blood from our lives. Demanding blood from any of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, we send fire to respond. We send fire to respond. The fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire consume the altar. Let the fire consume the priests of the altar. Let the fire consume the servants of the altar. Let the fire consume the visitors of the altar. Let the fire consume the altar itself. Let our coven catch fire. Let our coven catch fire. Let our altar catch fire. Let our shrine catch fire. Let our room catch fire. Let our bench catch fire. Let our pot catch fire. Let our grounds catch fire. Let our mat catch fire. Let our clothes catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Those who are demanding witchcraft powers, witches and wizards, oh God, necromancers and all tarot readers and astrologers, those who use the moon, the stars, the sun to project, those who use the night season, the moment of rest to project, those who use our moment of sleep to project death and demand death, we declare in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost answer, let the fire of the Holy Spirit answer, in the name of Jesus Christ, Hashan the crab to Mosa, Abando Kroti Basudia, Asante Karadia, Ashondo Kazubo Kara, Ratelebo Sambrane, Hansone Antalaba, Ahatara Broske Vatia, Asuntele Kazubosa, Ratelebo Sandiata, Azikarabosa, 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 Azimbrasuno Mokinda, Alapra Telekasunotea, Ashantelebasa, Avroska Briondale, in the name of Jesus Christ, catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, catch fire. Any coven that is demanding our life, demanding the blood of anybody on this platform and our loved ones, we declare and decree that may the Lord cause them and their gardens catch fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has been marked with an mark of untimely death on your forehead, on your image, on your clothes, on your name, on any object and item that belongs to you, that bears any record of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, I declare that let that mark be washed off now with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we declare that let whoever wrote that mark, let that mark be written on their forehead. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be written on their clothes. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the angel of God write it with the iron of the Spirit of God on their bodies, in their clothes. Let it be written on their children. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be written on their loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ, anyone that wrote those marks to seek for us to die, we declare that let the marks be washed off our lives and let the same mark be written on their foreheads. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we command them to die. We command them to die. Die in our place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, enter our place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness, whatever they project, like last year in May, all of a sudden, what the best to do was to project sickness. And then I was sick, like I had eaten food poisoning. And I mean, I chewed charcoal, I chewed everything, and nothing was happening. All of you were here. You were praying for me, and I said prayer. I said, please, all of you pray for me. I asked for prayer. Listen, one thing that you can do is to call for prayer. Yes. If you are not sure of what's going on, just call for corporate prayer. So please, I need you all to stand with me. You know, there's something that sometimes I don't know where it came from. whether it's the devil that brought it into the Christian faith or something, or sometimes, oh, secrecy, and so he said, oh, let nobody should say, don't tell anybody, you know, from somewhere I came from. Yeah. And somebody is sick, that we, the church must be together to stand hand in hand and pray for them. And they say, oh, don't tell anybody. And they tell what? Hey, quiet, shh, 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 don't tell anybody. And the person is dying. The person is dying. Jesus Christ called three of his disciples and said, pray with me, because he was about to die.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, he called, I'm talking of our Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of prayer that can he pray? He spoke to them that I can call legions from heaven. Do you know a number of legions that we talk about? Angels that are warriors, that the Bible call them legions. Yeah, 6,000 angels. I can call them at just a fingertip like this. They come and fight for me. And he, the resurrection and life, he himself was fighting death. And he called disciples to come and pray with him so that the situation will be turned over. And yet, the church have seen it so necessary that, oh, please don't say anything. Oh, it's death. It's sickness. So don't tell him. I don't know where that thing came from. And then we lose our loved ones. And then we see that we don't have a choice. We say, oh, this one is gone. Oh, no. Oh, Lord. Oh, no. You will not die. You will not
Amen.
Die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not ready to die. Our time is not
Amen.
Ready yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've only spent only 47 years of this 80 something years. So what about the rest?
Yes.
So you want me to die? What about the rest of the food I have to eat?
Amen.
I beg you. Take your stuff and keep it to yourself and your family. If all of you want to die, we'll bury you. Hallelujah. If
Amen.
They choose like death, let them swallow themselves. Let them kill themselves. Those who
Amen.
Have gathered together. Anyone that has, let me pray this for you and for us on this assembly. Anyone that has desired that we should die, and they have tried all that they can, and we haven't died, and we are still alive. And now they are seeking for spiritual help from other places. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, in whom we live and have our being. I speak in his name, declaring that anyone who has gone to buy death for any of us and our children, we declare that let them eat their own death. And anywhere
Amen.
They brought their death from,
Amen.
We declare that let death also visit that place quickly.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ, let it be like a ripple
Amen.
Effect. Knock them
Amen.
Down like dominoes in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So that when they go out there and they go before the Father, next time learn the lesson in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone that has tied any of our children anywhere at any shrine in the name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
And all the mechanism they use to tie our children, today we command it fetters to be broken. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. We set our children free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And now we send now the angels of God to tie the hands of those who tie the hands of our children in the name of Jesus Christ. And may they taste of the death now. May they taste of it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God is more interested in death than Satan, you who desire to steal the power of death. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to
Amen.
Take your hands off our children, take
Amen.
Your hands off
Amen.
Our loved ones, take
Amen.
Your hands
Amen.
Off our lives in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Tabalu.
Hallelujah. Every sickness they have used as a way of trying to find ways and means to project death. I declare that let it backfire in the mighty
name of
the Son of the Living God. Basolobo sabara bababa. Rotene mokanda ya tosubo.
Teleto.
Olobroski branda.
Selevado bade ke bale kubrade.
Atere bo shanta aleluzare.
La basolo de bredi.
Azembra sokoro mashandi kraya. Apratele kazibo shanda.
Os selevado.
Tolo mosambra. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not die. Okay. Say it again. I say you will not die. And we can even go and negotiate with the Father. I say, Father, don't you care?
Yes.
Your word says that there is no place of interest of you in death. That's what the Bible says. That I hate that. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. For I, the Lord, have no pleasure in death of anyone. So even if your time is up, you can go and negotiate more. But say, Father,
amen.
Don't you want this word to be true? Okay. That you said that you don't even desire, you don't take any pleasure in death of anyone. So this, bless the Lord. So we should turn and live. So now we turn to you and we want to live. And so we speak this as a blessing over our lives and our assembly. So anyone that have seen death knocking on your door today, we command them to return. Go back to wherever they came from.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's what we say.
Amen.
We send them back to where they came from. Go back there and work there in the name of Jesus. Make sure that the one that sent you and the one that came to knock on your door for that door to be opened. In the name of Jesus, all of them, swallow them up.
No accident. No tragedy.
Follow up. Let us think. Knock them down and swallow them up. It is of a great pleasure to serve you this evening. By the grace of God, I pray that His mercies will continue to overflow in our lives and none shall see corruption in your dwellings. Please invite many people. Hallelujah. I know that people desire for prayers. You know, somebody called and they want private prayers consistently every time. My time does not, I wish I could do that. I really do. The truth, I really, really do to be praying with one-on-one every day, every time for free, privately. You know, I really wish I could do that, but my time is so tight. As I'm speaking now, one of my foot is out of the door and the other is sitting here because I've got to go to work. My times have changed at work. I have to be in there early. Yeah. So before we go, we want to pray for two amazing lives on this platform. One my mother, one my brother on the platform.
Amen.
Today was the beginnings of greater things to come in their lives.
Amen.
Amen.
They are growing younger and more beautiful.
Amen.
More powerful. Amen. And more spiritual as they journey on. And today was their birthday. Can we, with all great grace to God, with praise, honor to His glorious name, let's appreciate our mother, Mama Janice, for today is her birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Today is Mama's birthday. Let's appreciate her and say happy birthday to Mama Janet.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, family.
Wish you all the best in life.
Yes, yes, yes.
And much more.
Today
wow.
is your birthday. Hallelujah.
Brother Ben.
Thank God for the wonderful activities that she's doing. I love, Mommy, I love your cake, you know. It's so beautiful.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Yeah, wow. I love this cake. So it's very beautiful. Yeah. We wow. celebrate her. We celebrate her. We thank God. She's one of the great minds on this platform. One of the great hearts that supports this platform.
Amen.
And this assembly. She's a very strong backbone for this assembly. She's praying for us every day and supporting us every day. And we thank God for her life. So we celebrate her in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. So it is her birthday today. Let's pray for her. Let's pray for her. And our brother, one of our brother also today. My brother, you are so blessed. Brother Eben. You are so blessed. Brother Eben on the platform today.
Happy birthday, Brother Eben.
Reverend, what are you?
All the best in life.
I think his time didn't allow him today.
Oh. Hallelujah.
I think his time didn't allow him today. So, yes. So, Brother Evan, today is his birthday, and we also appreciate him. He's also one of the powerful who also desires God more and more every day. Thank God for his life and everything. Hallelujah. So, people of God. I pray that these wonderful lives, the Lord will use them as a blessing into the season that they are walking in, because they are all walking into a new season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very
Amen.
Powerful, prosperous season. So
Amen.
Let the moment bless them and bless all those who are celebrating their birthday this month of March.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone that is present. And those who will be celebrating maybe tomorrow or after Amen. The end of the month, whatever will be within in between first and the end of the month, we want to release a blessing upon you. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, including those who are listening to us live. Where whoever is listening to us today, and it's you were born in March, we are standing with you praying a blessing for you in the
Amen.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we speak your blessings for everyone that has been birthed in the month of March, using our mama as a point of reference and contact in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ with our brother Eben. We stand prophetically declaring your peace upon their borders. We are
Amen.
Speaking prosperity within their thresholds. We
Amen.
Speak in the name of Jesus Christ that let their barns be full of goodness. We declare and decree that may they never beg for bread, neither their children
Amen.
Or their grandchildren to the 10th generation.
Amen.
We stand in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ that may the spirit
Amen.
Of prosperity be part of their life and their generation in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
May life and good health by vitality be part of their lives in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May they walk in abundance. May they walk in the goodness of you, God. May they walk
Amen.
In freshness of life and good health and vitality without any
Amen.
Ailment in any part of their lives in the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
When they see good, I pray that may they obtain it. When they want good, may they obtain it. When they desire
Amen.
Good,
Amen.
May they obtain it. In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus, wherever they walk, may the goodness of the Lord fill with them, and may they walk in the power of the spirit of divine abundance.
Amen.
In the mighty
Amen.
Name of the Father, the Son, and
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit, we have asked
Amen.
It. In Jesus' precious name, let's say Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday once again.
Yes. Happy birthday,
Auntie
Janice.
Happy
birthday.
Amen.
To you and your entire family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.